Welcome to this meditation. I'm your host, Vernal Sequeira. In this meditation, we are going to energize water to work wonders, miracles, healing in our life. Our body contains almost 75 to 80% of water. The whole earth contains 75 to 80% of water. Water has been a main source of life. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, it says, "The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." I have a detailed teaching on why the water or energizing water is important and how we can use water as a tool to bring healing, miracles, wonders in our life. To check that teaching, the link will be in the description of this video or the audio. So do check the teaching to get more information about this miraculous technology of energizing the water. Before we begin the meditation, I want you to go ahead and pick up a bottle of water, probably a liter of water. You can pause the video, get the bottle of water, and then we shall proceed with this meditation. I hope you're ready with the bottle of water. Now, place the bottle of water in between your palms. Feel the bottle and slowly close your eyes. We're going to begin with a small breath work just to bring ourselves into the now. So I want you to breathe 4 counts now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold 4 counts. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale 4 counts. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold 4 counts. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now you can breathe normally as you breathe. As you get to a very heightened awareness of your being and of yourself. Now we're gonna energize this water by putting all the good energy vibrations into this water. Through using the names of God, we will program this water and use it as a tool to work miracles in our life. So let's begin. As you hold the bottle of water in between the palms of your hands, I want you to be completely aware of your energy field, of your emotions, of your mood, of your situation. if you are having negative emotions. You can take that negative emotion and still transmute it and change it. You can use this energy of negativity, transmute it, use it to bring blessing and healing in your life and in the life of people. So if you're feeling sad, low, or angry, just be aware of it and heighten your awareness of that emotion, magnify that emotion and feel it in between your palms and getting into the water and see that energy getting trapped into the water, bringing healing to the water. Change that negative energy into positive energy. Feel it in between your palms. If it is anger, feel it in between your palms and change it into joy, into peace, into love. You are in control of your emotion and energy. You can change that energy to bring healing and miracles and signs and wonders. So I want you to completely aware of the energy, trap that energy and change it, transmute it into love, joy, peace, happiness. Energy can change from one form to the other. Emotions are energy. In a similar way, emotions can be changed from anger to happiness, joy, sadness to joyfulness. Before you trap it into that water, you got to change it right away. And then we're gonna transmute this energy by releasing the frequency, the name of God. Right now, keep your eyes closed. Breathe in and breathe out. Just realize the breath that you are taking. This breath of God, Holy Spirit, Ruach. As you are aware of that, every energy and frequency can come out of your mouth and change this water. If you want to, you can place this bottle of water which is there in your hand a little bit closer to your mouth. Now, we're going to proclaim the names of God. The first name of God is Adonai. Genesis chapter 15 verse 2. Adonai means Lord, means Master, the one who is in control. Bring the energy of control. Bring the energy to your mind. It speaks about being a master, being a lord. How does it feel to be a lord? How does it feel to be a master over situations and circumstances? Master and lord over problems of life. Remember this God, Adonai, is in you. He resides in you. You are His temple. You are one with Him. And you can transmute this energy of Adonai into this water. So deep breathe now and speak into this water along with me. Adonai. Next, name of God is El Elyon, the Most High God. Genesis chapter 14, verse 18 to 20. You're going to breathe and release the energy of the Most High God, who rules over the whole universe, who is supreme in nature. It is His energy that first you need to feel within you and inside of you, and then just release it into this water. El Elyon, the Most High God. Breathe in and along with me proclaim this name over this water. El Elyon. If you can, try to feel electromagnetic energy in the palms of your hands going straight into this water. Remember, feeling is very important. So keep focusing on how you feel. Next meditation is El Olam, next name of God, Isaiah 40 verse 28 to 31, which means the everlasting God. El Olam. This will release energy of everlasting God. Whoever drinks this water, it will give them everlasting life. Lasting life. Immortality will be released. So breathe in. El Olam. Next name of God is El Roi, meaning the strong one who sees. Genesis chapter 16, verse 31. Genesis chapter 16, verse 13. God who sees. Feel the energy. Feel what it means when it says God who sees. Breathe in along with me. El-Roi. Next name of God is El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. This moment, bring to your mind the energy, what it means to be God Almighty. I'm going to release that energy into this water. Breathe in along with me. El Shaddai. Next name of God is El Ohim, Elohim means God of power and might. What it means to be God of power and might. What feelings and emotion arises when you hear that name. Breathe in and release that energy as you call on the name Elohim. Next name of God is Yehovah Yireh, means the Lord will provide. Genesis chapter 22 verse 13 to 14. What it means when you have God as your provider. Breathe in, release that energy. Yehovah Yireh. Next name of God is Yehovah Nisi, which means the Lord, my banner, my victory. Bring the emotion and feeling what it is to be victorious in life. Feel that energy field of victory. Breathe in and along with me, Yehovah Nisi. Next name of God is Yehovah Rapha, which means the Lord that heals. Exodus 15 verse 26. What it means to have health and healing. Feel the energy of being healed completely, healthy and well. As you feel the energy of God, Yehovah Rapha, breathe in and along with me, Yehovah Rapha. The next name of God, Yehovah Sabaoth, which means the Lord of hosts, the Lord of angels. This moment, as we release the energy, we release the energy of whole heaven, of all the angelic powers into this water. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 24. Breathe in. Yehovah Sabaoth. Next name of God is Yehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace, the one who brings fullness, completeness, contentment. Judges chapter 6 verse 24. What it is, what energy, what emotion comes to you when you hear these words of peace, fulfillment, fullness, contentment? Feel that energy. You're gonna release it into this water. Breathe in. Yehovah Shalom. Next name is going to be Yehovah Shammah. The Lord is there, the Lord is present. Just feel the presence of God this moment. Feel the electromagnetic presence of God all around you. You may feel heat, you may feel goosebumps, you may feel the chill, you may feel electricity going through your body as you are aware of the presence of God. And as you feel that energy, release this into this water. Breathe in. Yehovah Shammah. The last one, we're gonna spell the name of God. Yod He Vav He. Breathe in. Yod He Vav He. Now, this water is energized and is no longer an ordinary water, but it contains powers. It contains energies that can bring miracles, wonders in your life. If you can drink this water, you can drink this water. You can give it to people around you. You can use it in situations in your life. You can take this water and make a sick person drink, and the sick person can be healed. You can take this water and in faith, just sprinkle it around your house to bring that positivity of the names of God in your house. Use it as you want to, using your creative mind, and you will see miracles in your life. God bless you. Stay tuned. Subscribe if you have not subscribed to our channel. Share this meditation and please do comment. Thank you.